Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Kind of want a second take at that one. That one didn't feel good. It's the last one of the week.
That's all right.
Got a wrap on that one.
You've always got another day. Always another day coming.
Your host, James, here with you. Being joined by, of course, our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, co-host Seth Haphagger.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, y'all. I hope you're having a great Friday out there. We're going to make sure that it's a great one and get you ready for the weekend. Good things in store, like our great friend Brittany Merlot joining us, talking a little Mother Nature. How you doing, Britt?
Good morning. It's a party here this morning, all of us.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes. Got the gang together. It's going to be a fun one. Yeah. We are looking at a decent weekend, it looks like, Brittany, and it might be one of our last.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. So right now we've got those cloudy skies. We might stay cloudy through a good chunk of the morning, but eventually clearing by this afternoon and into the evening. More and more sunshine with highs today into those upper 50s. So we're cooler because obviously the winds have changed out of the northwest behind that cold front that brought us a smidge of rain. Of course, we wanted more, but we'll take a little bit of it. It did knock that fire risk down for today, but it is going to start to increase again with those winds. It wasn't enough to really reverse the drought conditions that are just expanding rapidly. So a beautiful weekend. High pressure moves in. It takes over the entire weekend. Tomorrow we'll have highs in the mid-50s, and then the wind switched out of the south for Sunday. So it'll still be bright, beautiful, sunny skies, dry weather, but warming us up. So we will rise to the low 60s into Sunday before we start to spike Monday and Tuesday. We get warm again to near 80 degrees on Tuesday. Jeez. Before a big system hits. And, of course, the timing of that system is right around Halloween, so we're all watching it. But right now it looks mainly rain for us. We could see some snow far up north.
Ooh. Oh, the S word.
Yeah.
Oh.
We knew it was going to rear its head.
Yeah, we knew
it was going to be around at some point or anything. We're better set for it, though, thanks to you, Brittany. We appreciate you. Thanks so much for joining us. You have yourself a great weekend.
Have a beautiful one. Bye, guys.
You too.
See ya.
So I should debate between being Mary Poppins for Halloween or the Michelin Man so I can wear my snowsuit.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Anything you were going to wear for Halloween, add on
your
snowsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or an umbrella.
Your moon boots, all of it.
Oh, if it's too windy, though, you might take off.
Yeah.
If you are, just right. Like Mary Poppins.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Very realistic costume. It's really nice.
That's what I go for, really.
We are going for a good show. We got some great segments lined up for you. We kick it off with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in just a little bit. We're going to talk about a Polish radio station trying to replace us. This has been coming. We're going to get into that. How many of us are looking forward to Halloween this year? We'll get into that one. How many of us have lived in a haunted house? We will get into that. We've got 5 mistakes people make when they are shopping at Spirit Halloween. I've got a story to tie into that one
as
well.
Very good.
We are going to have some fun in the 9 o'clock hour because right now I'm in the middle of trying to set up an interview for us.
Okay.
Going into last night into today, I am looking to get the director for Matilda on the air with us.
Yes.
To talk about CWAC's great production that they've got going on over there. We'll see if we're able to time that out right or not. Either way, we'll be talking with them soon and mentioning how CWAC, where you can get tickets for that great show. We'll get into some interesting news from Jerry Seinfeld. Got that to kick off in the entertainment section. We will also get into what's new on your small screen, big screen, and your theater stage, local theater stage. And before we wrap up, if you change to a 4-day work week, which extra day would you want off?
Okay. I have ideas.
Thursday or Tuesday, just to make it weird. No, I don't know.
The weirder, the better.
I honestly have not thought much about it.
Wednesday, right in the middle.
That's what I say.
We have touched on this one before, so we'll get into that one a little bit later and see how that goes. But right now, we're going to try something a little bit different. And Melissa, I would like it if you could play along. You don't have to. But, yep, that's okay.
Jeez.
That's the perfect response. That was perfect. It was comedic timing.
She's ruining our improv. Can't never say no.
That's what I do.
And I would really love the audience at home to play along as well. Now, years ago, many of you got the morning show play at home versions, your radio. So if you want to play along, please feel free to. A new Mayo Clinic study found standing on one leg is a pretty good indicator of how fast you're aging. If you struggle with it, then you might officially be getting old or old.
Oh, wow.
They had people try to balance on one leg for 30 seconds, and it wasn't a problem for most young people, but every decade you tack on, the ability to do it, it decreases by around 2 seconds. That's the average.
Ooh. Ooh, wow.
So if you can't balance for at least 30 seconds without much trouble, you're not over the hill yet. If you can't, or you sway a lot, you're getting older.
Mm.
If you can do it with your eyes closed, it's a sign you're even healthier.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
So
balance is a big deal.
Yep.
Not everybody has to do this, but yep. I am standing right now, and it's weird to be doing this.
Talking on the microphone standing? That is kind of weird.
Our good friend Travis over at Big Cheese, he does all of his shows like this.
Really?
He's one of the few people I know that loves to stand and doing radio. I don't know a lot of people that do. I could never do this. I just about broke my neck because I was going to do the whole standing on one leg with the chair
there, yeah, and you'd have fallen on the board. Oh, it would have been.
I'm going to stand. Okay, so for 30 seconds. You want to? If you're not going to stand, you want to count, Seth?
Yes.
You want to count this one out? Okay, Melissa, you're going to do this
please
one?
Please, not out loud.
No, Seth. No, I'm not going to count. I'm getting on my stopwatch here, so we're ready to go.
Everybody ready at home? All yep. right, let's go ahead and let's
stand
see.
On one leg.
Right,
get ready.
All right, here we go.
Is he standing?
Yes.
Seth, you need to commentate on whether or not he's swaying. Wow. Is he swaying?
He swayed for a second there. He's got his balance now, though.
Back?
Yep.
Okay.
He's.
But is that a half a second?
That's
removed?
ten seconds.
At least.
I didn't realize we had to judge on this,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no, it's at least a second.
Of course you have to judge.
He's halfway there. He's doing all right.
Halfway?
Yeah.
No, come on.
Yeah, no.
No.
Look at 30 seconds.
This is a long time.
He didn't make it. He's officially old.
Nope. You know what I should have done? I should have done it with the other foot.
Yeah, there you go.
I should have done it with the other foot. But yes, I am officially old. I am officially old.
So 26 seconds. 26. So he almost made it. So that's 4 seconds off.
Okay, so that's 4 seconds. That's a decade for every second, right?
Dang. Man, you guys don't know how bad this is hurting right now. Like, I just got into it with
an
age.
It's okay. You get a mulligan.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right.
I was talking.
The thing is, the more you practice, the better you'll get.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
I shouldn't have wore Chuck Taylor's today. That was a bad idea.
But you didn't stretch enough. You didn't stretch enough. That's
this is actually a fun way to kind of do this, too.
Yeah.
And a sign, if this study tells you, okay, you can't do this, you are old, it doesn't mean that you have to take it.
That's true.
There is exercise. There is plenty of things you can do.
Practice.
Make perfect. Yeah. Yoga, Pilates. I mean, there are a lot of things that you can do that don't require going to a gym.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Very true.
There's lots of ways to counter age. Lying about your age. No.
It's a very direct way of doing it, yeah.
I am in the middle of auditioning, and they are auditioning me agents. And I talked to a wonderful guy yesterday who's been in the business for a very long time and was very nice to talk to. But when it came to age, I told him how old I was.
Yep.
He's like, well, that won't do. What?
You cannot be that age, James.
We were having a perfectly normal conversation and everything was fine. And then all of a sudden it just went completely left field. And he's like, well, you've got to say you're 30. You've got to say, but I'm not. He's like, no, you have to say you're 30. Do you want to work? He just kept asking me the same question over and over again. Do you want to work?
That's funny.
Why do you think I want an agent? For fun? You know what?
Because your giggles to talk to? I don't think so.
You know what? I like not getting all the money that I deserve for getting a part and everything. Please take 7%. I don't need it. This seems fun. I do.
That's good.
So apparently, maybe he's right though. Maybe I need to. That's my best chance.
But you know what you need to
maybe
do?
I should apologize to him.
What you need to do is go like so far, like just go crazy. Yeah, I'm 22.
That's
you know, just go as far as you can, and people will be like, wow,
you're gonna do it. Go big.
Hard
go
life.
Big. Yeah, yeah. I'm 21. Yeah. What are you talking about? I age quick. I've had a stressful teenager. Yeah. I was a stressful teenager. I went through a lot. Back off. I don't know. I do know that we premiered our new newsletter a couple of weeks ago. We had our second edition come out yesterday. Had a bunch of people, including my mom and dad, say that they really enjoyed it. Want to encourage the audience again to check that out and send a big thank you to our team for the extra work and the work that's being done on that one.
Yes.
You can get the newsletter at WFHR.com. Check it out, everybody. You've got some great reporting done in there, including our own Michael Comer. Got some writing in there. Got some of his sports in there.
Some sports in there.
Got a handful of other great articles to check out from other great writers and great stories around here.
News roundup.
Excellent. Thank you, everyone, for contributing.
Yeah. Chuck and Laura have put some good stuff in there. I believe in Melissa Kay. I'm
yes,
sorry.
Because my name is so hard to say.
It's a tough one. It's a tongue twister. It's a bit of a tongue twister. It's
when you picked your name, you should have chosen a harder one. You know,
it's just a mess.
Because that's what I want.
If people mispronounce it, they'll remember it better. That's why.
Sign up for the newsletter, everybody, and a big thank you to that. And I do want to send a special shout out to you, Mel. I want to put you on the spot and embarrass you for a second because your news breaks have been great and they're a little bit different. Had to do things a little bit different. Got sent a curveball this week, and you knocked it out the park. Nice work.
Thank you.
We will get back with come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club doing some celebrating when we get back, everybody, on the morning show at WFHR. It is time, everybody, for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. And we encourage you not only to head on over there, check out some of their great breakfast and lunch specials, but what are you doing for Halloween, everybody? What are you doing for a haunted house, huh?
All right.
Have you ever been to a haunted house at a restaurant? No. Have you ever checked that out?
You put it that way.
You know, I just hope they don't serve scary food. And I don't think they would.
Join our friends at El Cafe for a spectacular trunk-or-treat Halloween celebration. Wear your favorite costume, enjoy trunk-or-treat-treating, and brave our haunted house. Exciting thrills and delicious hot chocolate await you on the other side. Check it out, everybody, from 4 to 6 tonight. Enjoy their free open house Halloween haunted house that they're doing.
That's very cool.
And it's early. It's on Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah. Be sure to check that out, everybody, this Sunday over at El Cafe. And, of course, keep in mind they got their great fish fry tonight. Mm-hmm. Plenty of great things. You know, outside of when they're not open, not a bad time to go over to El Cafe.
That's right. Yeah, don't go over there when they're not open.
I say that out of experience. I show up there almost every Monday. I'm like, oh, I know better. I talk about this on the air. I still do it.
And their special today, a brewer skillet for breakfast, guys.
Sounds good.
Two eggs on potatoes with onion peppers, chorizo, Italian sausage, and cheese.
Wow.
And then for lunch, stuffed tomato with tuna salad, fresh fruit, and toast.
That's different.
Can't go wrong. Awesome. Check it out over at El Cafe, everybody. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards.
If I may tease something as well on the on the Kitchens Open tomorrow, on Monday at 9 o'clock, an interview with Mr. Fidel, the owner operator of El Cafe. It's a great story, man. He's some kind of guy.
He's a great really, really good, interesting guy. And looking forward to that episode of Kitchens Open, 9 o'clock on Monday. And we're looking forward to more birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We're gearing up towards the end of October, which means at the beginning of November, we're going to be drawing our winner for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Mm-hmm. Somebody or someones are going to win 2 gift certificates to El Cafe, and we're looking forward to handing those out, but we need qualifiers.
We do.
Get them to us. info@WFHR.com. You can email us that way. Direct message us on our Facebook pages. Feel free to do that. You can, of course, also email any of our staff, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us or melissa.k@civicmedia.us, seth@civicmedia.us, any of the above.
That's right.
Go ahead and hit us up, everybody, and call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600, or just one button dial-in with the Civic Media app, which is free.
Looking forward to taking your calls, everybody. Call up and join us. Let's see here. So, Melissa, I need a 1 or a 2?
2.
Okay. And Seth, I need a 1 through 4.
Ooh, 4.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gives us that one. And I need a 1 through 3. Melissa.
3.
Okay, there we go. We got ourselves our qualifiers. We can get right into the celebrating. We got a lot of them today, everybody. Let's start off with wishing a very happy birthday to Marge Ross.
Happy birthday, Marge.
Happy birthday, Marge.
Enjoy your day, Marge. Hope it's a good one. And we wish happy birthday to Anna Anderson. She is our qualifier for today.
Oh, all right.
Happy birthday, Anna. Congratulations.
Anna Anderson.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Yeah.
And we want to put the spotlight and wish a very happy 38th anniversary to Chuck and Chris Gennaro.
Aww,
oh, happy anniversary. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Chuck, of course, our GM and engineer and really the soul of this station, has been for really since he was born, pretty much. Literally, you talk about growing up in this industry, in this station.
He certainly did.
We appreciate Chuck and all the work that he does. Literally like an hour ago for me. incredible human being. Mm-hmm. One of the better voices you're ever going to hear in radio too. Yeah. I never mentioned that.
We never use him enough, man.
No.
We got to get his voice on here more.
I got him for Community Stories, guys.
That's right.
Well done. You know, smart. Well done.
That was a get.
And Chris is amazing too. We wish them both a very, very happy 38th anniversary.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. We take a look at Saturday, where we have the chance to wish some happy birthdays to Emily Hansen.
Happy birthday, Emily.
Happy birthday,
Ron Szymanski.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Happy birthdays to both of you.
I love the name Ron.
It's a good name.
Yep.
And we wish a happy anniversary to Chuck and Carol Korn.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Chuck and Carol.
Happy anniversary to you, too. Have a great one, Chuck and Carol Korn. That's great.
It's got a nice flow to it.
It really does.
Chuck and Carol Korn.
They planned it that way.
Yep.
And our qualifier for Saturday, October 26th, Jeanette Mandolin.
Aww. Oh,
happy birthday, Jeanette.
Enjoy your day, Jeanette.
Congratulations.
Good one. Yeah. And on Sunday, we wish a happy birthday to Jeff Fuller.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Happy birthday.
Wishing a happy anniversary to Tim and Anna Stainbrook.
Tim and Anna.
Happy
anniversary.
And a happy 35th to our qualifiers, Pat and Kathy Cronstadt.
Aw, Pat and Kathy.
35. Congratulations.
Nice. Some impressive anniversaries this week, you guys.
It is, man.
It's big numbers, big ones. Mm-hmm. Wishing every one of you a very happy birthday and happy anniversary, each and every one of you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We take a look at our celebrity list of birthdays. Sierra is 39 today. R&B singer, Goodies, and of course married to Russell Wilson.
That's right.
Let's see here. Craig Robinson is 53. Daryl on The Office. Fantastic actor and stand-up comedian. Very good voice, too. He's a really good singer. Pedro Martinez is 53. Hall of Famer, won 3 Cy Youngs, World Series with the Red Sox.
Telling you.
Heck of a player. Pretty good talker, too.
He's excellent. He's very funny. Hmm.
Samantha Bee is 55, former Daily Show correspondent and writer, had her own show for a while there.
Yep.
Was the first and really the only woman of late night. And they don't even have that anymore. And they're not even trying. And I can't understand why they continue to make the same decisions with late night television that they do. I will never understand what Jimmy Fallon is doing in that chair. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I know there's a lot of people that like Jimmy Fallon. I've never understood 1 second of Jimmy Fallon's career, let alone him getting one of the most coveted jobs in all of entertainment and destroying that job. And to the point where it's affected all late night TV. And not for nothing, every late night host looks and sounds the same. They really haven't even tried to change things up or anything.
Not really.
Like when we were kids and you had Arsenio Hall or at least a couple of different voices in there, Conan O'Brien's show was completely different.
Yep.
You just don't see it anymore. It's like they've given up on late night TV, which is a real shame because I'm up all night and I really would.
And
like
you want more?
It's completely selfish.
Got something to watch.
Yeah, hey, things change. Things evolve. Chad Smith is 63, amazing drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the second or third best drummer I've ever seen live.
And Will Ferrell's doppelganger.
Yes. Yeah.
So alike.
Oh, my goodness.
They've done a bunch of great sketches together. One of my favorite voice actors of all time, Nancy Cartwright, is 67. The voice of Bart Simpson. Not to mention Nelson Muntz, Rod and Todd Flanders, Ralph Wiggum. I could keep going. She's done so many voices over the years.
Here's a shout out. In the early in her career, before she landed The Simpsons, she was the voice, one of the voices on a short-lived cartoon called Galaxy High, which for whatever reason I remember very well. well. It was like on for one season.
Yeah, it wasn't on very long, but I remember it too. Yeah.
But I do know she was on that show.
She was also the girl who got banished in Cantoon Land in Twilight Zone, the movie.
That's right.
I forgot about that. Yeah. Great career. Mm-hmm. And an amazing voice. Amazing person, too. Mm-hmm. She's something. And people no longer with us, like Helen Reddy, born in this day in 1941, passed away in 2020. I Am a Woman singer.
Yeah. Yes.
Wonderful singer. Mm-hmm. Minnie Pearl, born in 1912, passed away in 1996. Country legend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You talk about trying to do comedy with country. And not many people could do it. Not many people started doing it and really would dip their foot into that world.
Mm-hmm.
She really made her bones in that and really made a career out of it.
She was one of the few, I mean, in the world of comedy, few female comedians to start with. And then in that one, she was like the only one. And she had a career that lasted decades. I mean, she was good. Mm-hmm. She was good.
It's incredible to look at her career and what she accomplished. Mm-hmm. And she did it with no like connections, no this, no that. And like some artists where they lean into their looks and that helps them get a break or something like that. She went the opposite direction with that.
Made herself look frumpy.
Just
the tag on the hat.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, like as a little kid watching her, I thought she had some of the best comedic timing I would watch. Like she was so darn good, and underrated, and underused, really, in her career.
And Minnie Pearl was her stage name. Her real name was Sarah Ophelia Collie Cannon.
Thank you. How beautiful is that name?
Yeah.
Is that name? Yeah. Great artist. Mm-hmm. Great artist. And another great artist, Pablo Picasso, born in this day in 1881, passed away in 1973.
Wow.
My mother said to me, if you become a soldier, you'll be a general. If you become a monk, you'll end up the Pope. Instead, I became a painter, and I wound up as Picasso.
Did not lack for self-confidence.
No, not at all. Saturday birthdays, John Hader is 47. Napoleon Dynamite is 47. I want to see Napoleon Dynamite 2, but it's just him, but older and you know, just not even close to the same guy. Like everything he was in high school, he's not anymore.
The ultimate cult movie. It's on the list. It's gotta be.
It's up there. Let's see here. Keith Urban is 57 on Saturday.
Wow.
Great country singer, musician. The legend Carrie Elwes is 62 on Saturday.
Wow.
The Men in Black, of course, Wesley and the Princess Bride. Almost what I was going to be this year. I was almost going to be Wesley, the Man in Black. I was going to be the Man in Black.
The Dread Pirate Roberts.
He is in Saw. He is in a bunch of Mel Brooks movies.
Oh my gosh.
Because unlike some actors, I can do Robin Hood with an English accent.
Yeah, which is one of my favorite lines.
It's one of my favorites of all time. I love Carrie Elwes.
He's so good. He's had such a long and varied career. Many comedy, drama, he does it all.
He was in
and
Oppenheimer.
He also plays a really good bad guy.
He does.
Such a good bad guy.
In the original Twister, right?
Mm.
He was the bad guy in that, wasn't he?
Yeah. He was one of the bad guys.
And he was in Liar Liar, too, wasn't he?
Liar Liar, Stranger Things. Yep. He's played a bad guy. He's one of the few actors that it's almost even in his career playing good guys and bad guys. Like, and he's done both so darn well. Great,
and not many can pull that off.
No. One of the more versatile actors. There's a reason I loved him as a kid. I thought he was amazing. Just really looked up to him.
He had a fabulous recurring role in the show Psych.
I was thinking, as a
gentleman thief, which, I mean, he was so good in that, too.
That's yours to bring up. I didn't want to bring it up, but that's a good one. Rita Wilson is 68. Of course, great actor, comedian, and married to Tom Hanks.
Yes.
I hate when they put Miss Tom Hanks. Like that's she's got a career
she's
of her own.
Career,
she's
yeah.
Got, yeah, she had a career before him. Yeah. I don't know. Bootsy Collins is 73, one of the greatest bass players of all time.
The Boots.
Parliament Bootsy. Funkadelic. Worked with, of course, James Brown, too. Got his break with James Brown. former vice president and presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is 77 today.
Oh, wow.
Pat Sajak is 78 today. Former Wheel of Fortune host.
Yes, former. That sounds so weird. Now he's retired. Oh, it's weird.
I happened to see a little bit of Ryan Seacrest doing Wheel of Fortune, and it just felt off. It felt weird. He's a great host. He's going to do a great job at that. I'm sure of it. But it just was weird for me. Couldn't get into it. And then we take a quick look at Sunday birthdays, everybody. We've got to celebrate. Let's see here. Kelly Osbourne is 40. Ozzy's second oldest daughter, I believe.
Wow.
The reason we did the intro song that we did today with Duran Duran's birthday song, Simon Le Bon, is 66 on Sunday.
Keep rocking, Simon.
Yes, yes.
Still going. His voice still sounds pretty good, man.
I'm still a huge Duran Duran fan. Yeah, me too. I can't help it. I don't care. Roberto Bellini is 72 on Sunday. Crazy, lovable, fantastic Italian actor, director. Life is Beautiful is still one of the greater movies you will ever see. And the fact that the Academy actually caught that and nominated it is one of the few times in my life where I actually clapped when he won the Oscar. I was actually at home clapping when that happened.
Wow.
And stunned like everybody else, but nobody more than the people in the seats in front of him, because Roberto Bellini
was stepping on him?
He stepped on people literally to get to the stage.
What did you step on to get here? Well, these people.
And you will. It is one of the few times, if not the only time, you will ever see like some of these Hollywood uppity people like clapping and laughing for a poor Italian man dressed in clothes that were not even his, climbing to the stage to get his Oscar. It's one of the greatest Oscar speeches of all time.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun moment.
And my God, that movie is heartbreaking but beautiful. Mm. It is such an important watch. If you have not seen that movie, I encourage you to please watch it.
What's the name of the movie?
Life
again?
Is Beautiful.
Okay.
It's a classic. And let's see here. The legend, John Cleese, is 85 on Sunday.
Wow.
Monty Python superstar.
Oh, John.
It's apparent it's dead. It's apparent it's dead. It ceased to be. God, I could talk about comedic timing. Oh, John Cleese.
Yeah.
Fawlty Towers, greatest sitcom ever?
It's up there.
Possibly.
It's up there.
Possibly.
That's a classic.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Some people no longer with us. We would have celebrated on Sunday. Ivan Reitman, born in 1946. Just directed a couple of films in the 80s. You know, Stripes, Meatballs, Ghostbusters, Twins, Junior, Kindergarten Cop, Dave. Just a couple.
Just a few movies.
Just a couple of movies here and there. Yeah. One of the kings of directing comedy, really. Mm-hmm. Ivan Reitman was one of the greatest. Scott Weiland, born in 1967, lead singer and songwriter of Stone Temple Pilots and Velvet Revolver. Good singer.
Mm-hmm.
And 26th U.S. President Teddy Roosevelt, born in 1858, passed away in 1919.
Oh, wow. Old Teddy.
First president to ride in an airplane, drive in a car, ride in the submarine, and of course inspired the teddy bear.
Yep.
Plus saved football. Saved football, overseeing the creation of the NCAA.
Mm-hmm, that is correct.
And just a couple of highlights off of his IMDb page.
He has had a he had a remarkable career, and he was president too. As well, just throw that in there, you know.
Abraham Lincoln and the Roosevelts. Those were my when in school. I might have done other, but you know, like for President's Day, and you got to do a report on it. Pick a president. Yep. Those are the ones that I always picked.
Right. And he was the youngest. Not quite 43 when he
at the time. That's
26.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Wishing a great happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating.
Yeah.
I cannot think of a better way to celebrate than with our friends at El Cafe. Head on over there to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Check out their fish fry tonight. Be sure to make plans to check out their haunted house this weekend from 4 to 6 on Sunday.
Yes.
And enjoy yourself, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Melissa, Seth, and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 715-424-2600. You get the answer right, and you haven't won anything in 30 days, and boom, just like that. What do they win? A family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
I thought you were asking me. I panicked for a second there. Oh, what do they win? I don't remember.
What do they win? Peanuts. No. Popcorn. No. Culvers.
I gotta be honest with the audience. I was messing with my teammates here a little bit there. I purposely did not look at Seth when I said that.
There was a pause there.
I made sure to pause just to see if
me
both.
Out, man.
I kind of wanted to see if both of you jumped in. Or if one of you did.
My mic was on mute because I'm trying to open up the app so I can hear it.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's true.
That's understandable.
The one thing we can't do here is have Melissa hear it.
Get ready to call 715-424-2600. Tell us what TV show theme song this is from. I mean, come on. And there we go.
They just gave it away.
Yeah, kind of does. Let's see if we got ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Hee-haw.
Yes! Well done. Nicely done. Right. And who do we have on the phone with us?
Nancy.
Oh, Nancy. That's awesome. Hey, Nancy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Nancy, did you know that one even before they said the name of the title?
Just barely. You had a guessing.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
that's great.
We thought it'd be a fun way to celebrate the legend of Minnie Pearl and everything, playing the Hee Haw theme song for this week's Star of the Day. And thank you so much for listening and playing along, Nancy. Were you a fan of the show?
Oh, absolutely. Back in black and white days, there wasn't too many options, and that was a good one.
It was a really good one. Yeah, it really was. It was a good one.
It lasted forever.
It was on a long time. Buck Owens, an amazing host. Mm-hmm. Just a really good, fun show. Nancy, thank you so much for listening and playing along. We're going to get some more information from you, and I want to make sure to get it right because you are our new Star of the Day. We'll talk to you in a second.
Okay, thank you.
Minnie Pearl, of course, we just got done celebrating, born on this day in Centerville, Tennessee. If you get a chance, everybody, go back, take a look at some of the great Minnie Pearl. There's some great stuff out there of hers.
Especially check out some of her early stuff.
Yes.
Most people remember her from Hee Haw, but she had a very interesting career before that. So check that out. It's very cool.
And be listening every Friday in this time slot for another opportunity to win some free Culver's. Thanks to our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Go visit them on A Street this weekend. Treat yourself. Get some good Culver's in your life. And a big tip of the hat and thank you to them and to Nancy, who we're going to talk to in a second here. We'll come back. We're talking about this Polish radio station trying to take our jobs. How many of us are looking forward to Halloween? All that coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. The wind in the trees. Hear the tip-tap of that black cat dancing. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Being played in by the newest act to go country, the Wiggles. We are covering this on the Sunrise Show.
They've got country, really.
Beyonce and Post Malone and so many other artists going country, and now you've got the Wiggles.
Now you got the Wiggles going country. Nice.
Apparently. We will get into how many of us are looking forward to Halloween in a second, but we got to cover this one, everybody. We have breaking news that we have to get to. Taco Bell is bringing back 5 discounted menu items from the past 50 years, Melissa.
Yes.
And you can tell by that sigh, the one they didn't bring back.
Yeah.
Because she's still not there, Melissa.
I am mad. I'm disappointed. I'm disgruntled. I'm a little annoyed. And I'm slightly angry.
I see that they are bringing back the beefy or cheesy gordita. They are bringing back the caramel apple empanada. And
the green burrito, the tostada, and the Mexi melt.
That's it. Wow. Oh, when you first, see, I didn't get a chance to really look at this. When you first sent it, I got excited for you for a second.
Taco. Then do you see my next text?
Yes, now I do. Yes, I
just,
yeah.
As the bitterness sets in.
Yes,
that's it's a nothing good. Taco.
Are you gonna give up, Melissa, though?
No.
You keep reaching for that star? Okay.
I am going to keep reaching for the 7-layer burrito for the rest of time until Taco Bell brings it back.
Have you ever tried to make your own, Melissa? Because I have
that's
two.
That's surprising.
I've tried to make my own cut. When they stop making something, I've tried to make it before. Yeah, it just doesn't. It doesn't.
I mean,
hit
it doesn't
the same.
Taste the same. No, it's not made with Taco Bell's fake ingredients.
Right. Yeah. You need that fake. It's missing some fake. It's missing some fake.
Yeah. I mean. It's missing some commercialized prepared food.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go to a fast food restaurant, that is what you expect.
And there's something about that my taste buds look forward to about over. Paying for food. It's, they really missed that.
But
it's
see,
not
that
the
was
same.
The thing. The 7-layer burrito was cheap. Yeah. It was not overpriced. It was less than $4. Tell me what you can, and it was filling. You know, 1 7-layer burrito was actually enough food for a meal.
Well, they may one day bring it back, but they won't bring it back with that price. That's for sure.
Oh.
That'll be different. That'll be different. A Polish radio station has triggered controversy after dismissing its journalists and relaunching this week as an AI-generated presenters.
Mm-hmm.
Weeks after letting its journalists go off radio, Krakow relaunched this week, and what it is said to be the, quote, first experiment in Poland in which journalists and virtual characters created by AI. The stations in southern city of Krakow said its 3 avatars are designed to reach younger listeners by speaking about culture, art, and social issues. The change got nationwide attention when a journalist and film critic who until recently hosted a show on the station published an open letter Tuesday protesting the, quote, replacement of employees with artificial intelligence.
Mm.
What were we just talking about yesterday?
Yeah, it's true. Mm. Yeah.
And here's the thing that is that I think that can be the most frustrating part of this. Nobody is going to care as when they're taking journalist or artist jobs. Now, if they're going to take a mechanic job, they're going to take a politician's job, they're going to take something like that, then we start to care. But nobody cares when the arts are affected.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't care in World War II. They didn't care during the Red Scare. And they sure don't care now. And please tell me what the world's going to be like with no artists. Please tell me what it's like without creatives. Please. Mm-hmm.
Please, 424-2600. Without journalists.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too.
I was
getting
there. I was getting there. I was going to bring it home with the journalist part. That's a whole other level. I speak highly for the arts. I speak highly for the creatives. But without journalism, there is no truth. Mm-hmm. Journalism, when done right, is the line between us and them. And the them doesn't mean something separation, fellow human beings, but just them as in whether it's a corporation or it is a politician or mm-hmm. it is a a political story or one of these things. Journalism is the one of the lifebloods of humanity. Mm-hmm. It is that important. Without journalism, when do we hear about these Taco Bell breaking stories? No, I'm trying to lighten the mood a little bit because I'm going to get on my soapbox on this one because it really irritates me. We cannot afford to lose journalists. We cannot afford to lose this. And we darn sure can't afford to have anybody with any kind of power being able to tell journalists what to write, what to do, or what not to say or what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's
right.
The danger right there.
That ain't America. No. That is not America. That is not an America that Reagan would recognize, that George Washington would recognize, or would want to, a president, mm-hmm. would want to be, would be proud of. It's not just making the forefathers proud. It's not just making our ancestors proud, of the trailblazers who got us here, who kept democracy alive against another country, who kept it alive through famine, who kept it alive through inner strife in the Civil War that we survived. It's not just about them. It is about the future of this country and keeping democracy
free. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And keeping this whole thing going. This wonderful experiment that we all get to be a part of, that we are privileged, because it is a privilege mm-hmm. to be able to vote and to be able to be informed, to get out there and do this.
Mm-hmm.
And encourage you to keep an eye on that. And not at all I'm telling you who to vote for, but please be smart about that. Because there is a difference of bringing in somebody who, well, this is going to be 4 years of, we don't have a democracy anymore. We have a dictator. Yeah. We don't have a, this by all rights, not even being far-fetched here, and I hate over-dramatizing news. I can't stand it. So I am being very careful with my words when I say this, that realistically, given who wins this next presidential election, it could be our last presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me I'm not being overdramatic. Please, please tell me I'm not. I want to be wrong about this. It's that big of a thing right now. And encourage you to please think about that when you're walking into that booth. Think about George Washington. Think about Abraham Lincoln. Think about Ronald Reagan. Think about Bill Clinton. Think about all the presidents. Like them or not, and the job that they did, and can you hold your head up knowing that you voted for somebody that could change all of that, that could completely wipe all of it out? Decades and decades and decades of working to get here.
Centuries.
As a democracy mm-hmm. to be taken seriously around the world, to get democracy to be taken seriously. This was a joke to most. The kings and queens around the world, the dictators around the world laughed at us and said this would never work. They laughed at our forefathers. They laughed at this country. And who is laughing now? Us. Because we won. We did this. We made it happen. Let's keep this thing going and make sure that whoever we put in that position, they are going to keep this thing going. Right or wrong, whether you believe in Republicans or Democrats, I think we can all agree dictatorship is not what this country is built on.
Right.
And the only thing to keep a lot of that in check is journalism.
Mm-hmm.
That's why journalism is so important.
Yep.
Plus, what else are they going to do? Let's be honest. What else are journalists going to do, man? Have you seen Anderson Cooper hosting things? It's not pretty.
Especially broadcast journalists. Yeah. They're not really good at anything else.
You want a bunch of journalists sitting on the side of the road, we'll write for food. And you know their sign's going to be incredibly wordy. I'm trying to make a joke. I'm sorry.
We'll broadcast for food. I like that.
Every year, it seems like Halloween sneaks up on us. Or maybe that's just because I'm an adult and I don't always, time is a flat circle for me. Halloween is now less than a week away here. Mm-hmm. So a new survey asked if we are excited about it. And 23% of Americans said that they are looking forward to it more this year than they have in years past.
Okay.
24% said that they're looking forward to it a little less. And 53% said that their excitement level is the same as always. Just okay. Right steady at that same moment. For those who are looking forward to it, 56% say that they expect to spend more on Halloween. 28% say that they'll spend about the same. And 10% will spend less.
Hmm.
And for spending on candy, 54% of people said that they are going to going with a mixed mini candy bars.
Okay.
22% will get regular sized, and 10% plan on really treating kids with king size candy bars.
Oh wow! 10%
going to that house.
That is very cool.
Yeah, I'm going to be playing 30 for sure. I got to really get young for that house. That's
there you go.
That's pretty good. We talked a little bit about this week already, Melissa and I, with Halloween candy and that. Seth, do you guys hand out candy? Are you guys doing?
Well, we try to, but yeah. We haven't had a lot of people come to our house since we've been here, and it must be where we are.
It's always about location.
Yeah, it really is, and so yeah, we haven't had a lot of luck with that. So we've had it on hand just in case, and we've had a couple of people come by over the years, but not much.
Kind of tucked back in there.
Yeah, it's true. So, but that's okay. That's fine. And I'll be taking out our youngest to go because he's ready to go. He's excited. Our oldest is all over that now. He's like, nah, I'm done with that.
I don't need
costumes.
Candy.
I don't need that stuff. He likes candy, but he doesn't want to do the work.
He's not going to get any.
I do want to use this moment to not only thank everybody around here who put together the Halloween Minute that we have that's letting everybody know about these great things going on. Mm-hmm. Next week, we're spending the whole week building up Halloween and getting you ready for all these great events going on in our area.
Yes, we are.
We got some great ones, of course, happening today and this weekend, too, to keep in mind.
Oh, absolutely.
And next Thursday, we're going to have some fun celebrating Halloween around here.
We are.
We're going to have a blast doing that, guys. We're going to enjoy having some fun with that one. It's going to be fun. Be sure to tune into that episode. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it is.
There's a story here I want to get to. I don't know. I wanted a lot more time for this, but this time of year, many people go to fake haunted houses. But some people believe that they have been to the real thing or lived in one.
Oh, jeez.
In a poll, 16% of people say that they have lived in a haunted house. 11% say that they have visited an actual haunted house. And 6% say that they haven't yet, but would like to. 29% say that they have not and have no interest in going in one. 24% of people say that they do not believe in houses that can be haunted, and that's more common among men. 31% believe that. Women are more likely to believe in haunted houses because of the personal experience, it says. 19% of women claim that they have lived in a haunted house compared to just 12% of men.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Interesting list.
Interesting stats there.
I've never really experienced anything like this.
Nope.
And I don't know that I don't feel like I would shy away from it, but I also don't want to pretend like I know what I'm talking about either. I think this story matters in the sense of whether you believe in these things or not, because whether you believe it or not, the person going through it may be believing it.
Oh, absolutely.
And that can make it as real as anything.
Exactly.
The last I checked, nobody has proof one way or the other.
There's a lot of strong feelings.
Yeah. There is a lot of strong feelings.
Yeah, what can you do?
It's true. But the only people I question are the ones that want to live in a haunted house. Why? are thinking more Casper?
Just lonely.
Yeah, I'm just going to say lonely. I swear to God, I was just waiting. I'm going to say it. Yep. That just lonely.
But that's the problem. How do you know if you get the friendly ghost? How do you know if you're going to get Casper and not the Amityville horror? I mean,
Seth,
seriously.
As somebody who has been alone a lot in his life and lived alone a lot in his life, I'm going to tell you, sometimes it don't matter. It don't matter.
You can make friends with anybody. You just have to understand that.
I love the idea of sitting to watch TV and a ghost comes, sits next to you. Hey, what's on?
Yeah. I like the idea of having a haunt. Actually, I'm gonna make some notes of this one. I think I got a good sketch here.
Yeah,
a dark spirit trying to haunt you, and the person like is annoying, and the spirit's like after a while like this isn't worth it. This guy's disgusting. Yeah. I don't want to be around this human being.
That's so awesome.
The guy answers the door. There's an exorcist there. Like, I didn't order you. Yeah, the ghost did.
Please exercise my speed. Exercise me. How about this? So you're sitting there, and the ghost comes and sits next to you while you're watching TV. Hey, man, what's on? Ghost Hunters. Oh, do you believe that stuff? Seriously?
And the other one would be the ghost trying to scare the person, and the person just being so excited to see them and trying to make friends.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Man,
I'm trying to scare you, man. I have been waiting so long. What's your name? You know what? I got another house to haunt over. I'll see you around, okay?
Yeah. Well, no,
get
go.
Get it. I'll see you around.
Awkward and uncomfortable. Yeah.
Gotta go. We gotta go to break. We have our news kicking things off. When we come back, we're talking entertainment, local and, of course, statewide. We'll get into some fun stuff there. And a little bit later in the hour, we've got a good one. If you change to a 4-day work week, we'll touch on that. And a crazy story of the day about a Zamboni driver. We got to get to that one, too. And 5 mistakes people make shopping at Spirit Halloween. All that coming up for you in the morning show at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.